At various points through this coronavirus crisis, New Orleans restaurants have figured out the shift to takeout only, how to manage limited occupancy, how to plan one day at a time. Now, the question for many is simply how much longer they can hold on. 4 months into the fight, and restaurants are at a crossroads, able to remain open, but facing worse odds than when the crisis first began. Reserves of cash and those early loans have been drained. The long slog and whipsaw of changing rules has sapped morale, too. Restaurants nationwide are in trouble. In New Orleans, the catastrophe is threatening a sector ingrained as part of the city's identity, from bucket list dining destinations to neighborhood po'boy shops. The Louisiana Restaurant Association now projects that 1 in 4 restaurants statewide could close permanently. For the New Orleans area, that forecast rises to 40%, even 50% closing, due to the city's heavy reliance on travel and events. Some local restaurants have already closed. Many of these say the closing is temporary, that they'll lay low until things improve. Others, though, are gone for good, and there's reason to fear the toll will soon mount. There is the prospect of some help coming from the top. Congress is debating the next round of stimulus funding, and that could include measures to help restaurants hold on. But any funding might not even matter if cases keep surging back. That's what's lengthening this ordeal. That's why restaurants that mustered the will and funds to make it through the first few months are now wondering if they can still hang on. And that's why the plea for people to use face masks and honor the social pact of social distancing measures goes on. One day at a time is a pretty rough way to run a restaurant. But if we commit to helping quell the spread, each of us, that's at least something we can do to help things improve day by day. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
I know darn well we can work it out.